Big Tech's green card giveaway may come to standstill in-house. By John Binder on December 3, 2020. Representative Zoe Lofgren, DCA, is signaling that she will hold up a quick House passage, for which there would be little to no discussion, of Senator Mike Lee's, RUT, green card giveaway for Big Tech. As Breitbart News reported, on Wednesday, Lee passed the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act, also known as S.386 or H.R. 1044, through unanimous consent with no objections from Senate Republicans or Senate Democrats. The green card giveaway for giant tech corporations will allow Indian nationals to effectively monopolize the United States green card system for at least 10 years, providing a constant stream of foreign workers that American professionals will be forced to compete against for white-collar jobs. The giveaway solidifies that employment-based visas only go to temporary foreign visa workers, mostly on H-1B visas, who have been imported to the U.S. by corporations to replace American workers, thus rewarding companies who outsource American white-collar jobs. In the Democrat-controlled House, the quick legislative path forward for the giveaway is to pass an identical version of the Senate-approved legislation that would immediately send it to President Donald Trump's desk. Lofgren, though, has suggested on Thursday that she will push for amendments to the Senate-approved legislation which would send it back to the Senate for additional approval should the amended legislation pass the House. Yesterday the Senate passed an amended version of the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act, Lofgren said. While I recognize the sincerity of all members struggling to find solutions, unfortunately, the provisions sent to the House by the Senate most likely make matters worse, not better. I plan to swiftly and thoughtfully work with my colleagues to resolve outstanding issues and get a measure across the finish line that can pass both houses of Congress, Lofgren continued. As Breitbart News has reported, the biggest beneficiaries of the giveaway are the nation's largest tech corporations such as Microsoft, Facebook, IBM, Amazon, and Google, as the plan effectively privatizes the employment-based green card system so it is operated by Silicon Valley's tech executives. Despite tech corporations' claims that there is a shortage of American workers to take coveted high-paying, white-collar jobs in the STEM fields, about 4 million young Americans enter the workforce each year. Many American workers have spoken out about how they were fired, replaced, and forced to train their foreign replacements. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the U.S. on the H-1B visa and are allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans annually potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.